The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Well, this Saturday, Ireland face the All Blacks in the World Cup quarterfinal in Japan. It is, by anyone's measure, not the draw you would have wanted. The New Zealand rugby team is one of the most dominating teams in world sports, current world champions. And whatever about us, they are looking forward to the encounter.
Well, obviously we're facing Ireland, so we know that now. That's the best part. We know who we're playing. They're a quality side. They've been number one this year. I think our last three results are loss, win, loss, so won't be any complacency in our camp. We enjoy playing them, and that hasn't changed just because they've beaten us a couple of times. A lot of people are getting caught up in the past. It's about what's going to happen on Saturday that's going to matter. Anything that's happened prior to that is irrelevant. If we're good enough on the day, then we're good enough. If we're not, well, we're not.
And that's New Zealand's Steve Hansen. For Ireland, though, the fear factor isn't quite as bad as it used to be, because a little under 3 years ago, on November the 5th, 2016, Joe Schmidt's side beat the All Blacks for the first time ever in a historic game at Chicago's Soldier Field. And that historic night has now been transformed into a tale for the stage in the form of a new play called Soldier Field. The writer and director is rugby journalist with Joe.ie, Patrick McCarry, and he's with me now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you.
Now, do you think this will have the same legs as the triumph of Munster over the All Blacks 40 years on, and they're still talking about it in Munster?
Yeah, and that great play alone, it stands as well. I remember seeing that in the Olympia a few years ago, and it was hectic and it was done brilliantly. And here's hoping maybe in 40 years time we're not talking about that, you know, those couple of times we beat the All Blacks. And
now there were a couple of very special things. Number one, it was in a place that we hadn't anticipated we'd be meeting the All Blacks. That was in Chicago and Soldier Field. The second thing was that we were facing the Haka, but we had our own moment.
Yes.
Which inspired people.
Yeah, that was it. It was just 4 weeks before we played them over in Chicago. Anthony Foley had passed away in Paris then, when Munster were due to play a European Cup game. And I just remember kind of reporting on it at the time. And it was such a shell shock for all those Munster lads. And the fact then that they had to go out, four of them faced the Haka at the front of a figure eight
four
at,
of the Munster
on the pitch.
Lads.
Yeah, the four Munster lads were put out the front. And remember being in the ground at the time, and it was just like this wave spread across the ground that people realised they're lining up in the figure of eight for Anthony Foley here. So it was such a special moment. And to face the Haka is always such an intimidating thing, but to do it that way and pay tribute to somebody, it really set the tone. And it set the tone for a great day.
Now tell me about the narrative of the play. I mean, anyone who watched the game and followed it, I mean, this wasn't an accident. This was something that, you know, was unfolding, and it became clear, we're going to win this thing.
Yeah, I remember reading, there was a great rugby writer, Donald McRae, wrote a book, Winter Colours, a few years back, and he spoke to some of the South Africans, and it was always about, if you beat New Zealand, you have to score tries against them. You can't just kind of hope to defend and cling on. Now, we did that in 2018, which was great, but Joe Schmidt's tactic that day was to go out and attack them from the start. And even though New Zealand scored a try, that kind of everybody started getting worried, is this going to be another one of those days? Ireland quickly responded. They got Geordie Murphy try, then Conor Murray got a brilliant try, and they basically ended up getting five tries and scoring 40 points against them. So and just an absolute carnival atmosphere there as well that day.
Now, how do you capture that for the stage?
Yeah, it's been a challenge, but it's been a really exciting challenge to get involved in. There's nine actors who do it, and six of them play fans who are there, and another three play the players. So the whole story was kind of inspired by a lad that he was a friend of a friend that was living over there, but he had lost his job in the recession here, and himself and his young family had to move over to America and basically restart their lives. So for him, he had got his second chance and his new start at America, and he was telling me, there's nobody here telling you it can't be done. There's no one back home, no doubters. Like, there might be a lot of doubters about this weekend. So he was thinking, this is the place that we're going to beat them. So it's kind of inspired by him. So it's six fans making their way over the years to get to Soldier Field, and then three players who are Rob Kearney, Conor Murray and Andrew Trimble, who've all been great. And
so you have actors playing these three players.
Yeah.
Have the players come on board? I mean, do they know what you're at?
Yeah, and that was another one. I had to kind of get in touch with the lads or send them WhatsApp messages when they're in World Cup camp as well. So the easiest one was Andrew Trimble. Now, myself and himself worked together. We do House of Rugby then for Joe. So he was the easiest. But it is still a strange thing to say to somebody, I'm doing a play about you. Are you okay? Yeah. But Andrew's so laid back that he was like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. Like, and then the other ones were Rob and Connor having to send them messages and see. And both of them were just great. They're so supportive and just send on the script to them, have a read. And well, I was going to say it's a shame they can't be there. I hope they're not there to see it. I hope they're still over in Japan for the World Cup.
Yeah. And I mean, the characterization of them, did you go for physical similarities?
Yeah, it did. It did help. Like, we've got a lad of Conan Doherty who's going to play Andrew Trimble. So he's from up his way. And and then we got another lad, Darren Malloy is going to play Conor Murray. And then Sean Daly is going to play Rob Kearney. So at the start, it was just kind of like, we just need the actors to be good. But they kind of all do have similarities in a way, and they're slowly transforming into them week by week as well.
Now, are you a bit conflicted here? Because you want Ireland to beat them on Saturday, which kind of might make your play a bit dated.
Oh, yeah, it could. It could just be old news and people would be saying, yeah, sure, we beat the All Blacks all the time. So I know I really do, like, as not only like a rugby reporter, but a rugby fan my whole life, hope they can beat them again at the weekend and just ride that wave all the way to the final then.
Yeah, what is your take as a rugby analyst? What's your take on where we stand? We've seen the shape of the team now. O'Mahony's in and Rob Kearney happily is in from the point of view of your play. what do you make of our chances?
Yeah, it's been a funny one because I remember interviewing Peter O'Mahony before he went off to the World Cup, and it's only when you're talking to him, you talk about the big wins they've had and the great games they've had and performances over the last few years, so you know it's in the bank. And the great thing about that was they know that they've beaten them. They know when they go face to face with a lot of these guys like Savea and Reid that they've beaten them before. So hopefully that's still there. They've beaten them two of the last three times,
so they're not afraid.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because intimidation, I mean, we were looking at the soccer the other night and we did stand off the Swiss. We were afraid of them. And when we actually mixed it a bit, we did better. So
yeah, that was what Glenn Whelan said at the end of the game. We gave them too much respect. So we've been giving Switzerland respect for too many years at this stage, but they seem to have our number. But that's what at the weekend, they just have to go out. And I'm sure Joe Schmidt will have a plan in mind. And he's gone for the old reliables. They've named the team this morning, but let's hope that, like, look at Peter O'Mahony, what he did against them last November. If he could pull out a performance like that again, it'd be great.
Well, your play is called Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And it's opening at the Mill Theatre in Dundrum in Dublin from the 30th of October to the 2nd of November. And you might have to add in another act.
Yes.
All right. Patrick, thank you very much for joining us. Patrick McCarry is writer and director of Soldier Field, and he's also a rugby journalist with joe.ie. Thank you very much for joining us.